Yet slobalization has two big disadvantages. First, it creates new difficulties. Between 1990 and 2010, most emerging countries were able to close some of the gap with developed ones. Now, more will struggle to trade their way to riches, and there is a tension between a more regional trading pattern and a global financial system in which Wall Street and the Federal Reserve set the pulse for markets everywhere. Most countries' interest rates will still be affected by America's, even as their trade patterns become less linked to it, leading to financial turbulence. The Fed is less likely to rescue foreigners by acting as a global lender of last resort, as it did a decade ago. Second, slobalization will not fix the problems that globalization created. Automation means that there will be no renaissance of blue-collar jobs in the West. Firms will hire unskilled workers in the cheapest places in each region. Climate change, migration, and tax dodging will be even harder to solve without global cooperation. And far from moderating and containing China, slobalization will help it win regional hegemony faster. Globalization made the world a better place for almost everyone, but too little was done to mitigate its costs. The integrated world's neglected problems have now grown in the eyes of the public to the point where the benefits of the global order are easily forgotten. Yet the solution on offer is not really a fix at all. Slobalization will be meaner and less stable than its predecessor. In the end, it will only feed the discontent.